Good morning, everybody. This past week we had a funeral for a priest at the cathedral, and it was for Father Rick Eldred. Now, Father Rick Eldred was a very joyous man, and so today, very beautiful Laetare, Rejoice Sunday, you know, and I'm thinking about him because of all of his joy, but also because one time I went to Mass at his parish, which also happened to be St. Vincent de Paul in Bedford. And he was kind of a larger fella and just really, really good guy. Anyway, he was wearing his rose color, his pink, and he goes, "Every time I put this thing on, I feel like I'm a Pepto-Bismol bottle." And but you know what I got to thinking was that maybe that's what we're supposed to be. You know, as Catholics, as followers of Jesus, we're supposed to be Pepto-Bismol bottles walking around, because what does that do? It helps. Pepto-Bismol helps people feel better. And isn't that what we're supposed to be? Is to let Christ. Christ is like the ultimate Pepto-Bismol bottle, because Christ came into this world not to condemn the world, but to bless and save the world and help the health, not just here and now, but the eternal health of humankind. And that we are supposed to be kind of like the same way, that we allow Christ to work through us to help others to feel a little bit better. Cardinal Newman, John Henry Newman, he said, "There's great dignity in helping others feel good and feel loved." And maybe that's what we're supposed to be. In our first reading from the book of Chronicles, you know, this chronicles that time when our ancestors in the faith, the Israelites, were stuck over there in Babylon for 70 years. And here we have the good news that the pagan King Cyrus of Persia, who's now taken over in Babylon, said, "Okay, everybody, you can, you know, go home." But what we see here is, look at this. I love this. It's kind of like a little summary of that whole experience of the people. And it says, "Early and often did the Lord, the God of our fathers, send messengers and ministers because he had compassion. He sent prophets and messengers and so forth. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his warnings, scoffed the prophets until the end." But anyway, like all these people that the Lord... In other words, during their captivity, when everything seemed lost, when it seemed like everything had gone to pot, God in his love sends a bunch of walking Pepto-Bismol bottles into the people's land, into Babylon, to help them in the midst of their captivity to feel better and to have a little mess. They didn't respond well to them and scoffed them and threw things at them, so forth. But God in his love and mercy sends these walking Pepto-Bismol bottles into the broken land and said, "Go be with these people. Help them to know that I love them. Help them to change their ways, because I have a better idea in store for them." Jesus in the gospel today, he says, "God so loved the world that he sent his only son, that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life." And he goes on to talk about the light and how there's the light, you know, but people often prefer darkness to light. And I think, like, that's a wake-up call for us, is, are we truly Pepto-Bismol, but are we truly people of joy? Or do we spend most of our time cursing the darkness and looking at all of the problems in my life and in the world and complaining about those and focusing on those? Are we focused on the darkness, or are we focused on the light that is Jesus? We can either spend all day cursing the darkness. "Look what that person did to me. Look what they just did. All these crazy, oh my gosh, there's enough crazy out there to keep us talking for eternity." You know, but like, we could either focus all on that and curse the darkness and this is bad. Or we can be the light. And you know what? Like, the light is so much stronger than the darkness. You take a pitch black room and you take a tiny little candle And the light always wins. And it only sometimes takes a little bit of light to help put away a bunch of darkness. And that's you and me. We're about to have a baptism here. And it's going to be a lovely thing, because part of the baptism ritual since day number one of our church has been the candle. We receive the light of Christ, you know. And that light, you know, wherever we go, we carry that light with us. No matter what dark corner of the cosmos we might find ourselves in, we take that light, and that light will expel a whole bunch of darkness. And there's a prayer here that y'all parents and godparents are going to hear about helping that light to grow into ultimately this great big fire, this fire of love. And that's what we're asked to do. You know, I think sometimes we look at joy and we think to ourselves, you know, how can I get it? But joy isn't the end goal. Love is. Joy is just a byproduct. It's a byproduct of love. God so loved the world that he sent his son, not to condemn it, but to save it. You and I are Pepto-Bismol bottles. You and I are the light. And let's live that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.